Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga on Lee Highway, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial, Georgia. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners as well. It's so good to be with you this morning, both the listeners and with you, Ed. I look forward to the Sunday mornings we have together every single week. I just do look forward to seeing your face and hearing what's going on in your world and your week. And as you said, I work for CHI Memorial, and I have for over 20 years in a family tradition that goes back over 150 years now, which is awesome, going all the way back to my great-grandfather. And I love keeping that tradition going. Hope the kids do too, at least a couple of them. And I'm also the chief of staff, as you said, of CHI Memorial Georgia, which continues to grow. And the community will continue to see new services, new products that are going to be coming down the line as we expand CHI Memorial Georgia. And I want to thank Benchmark Physical Therapy as well. I've worked with them, as you know, and they continue to help the residents of North Georgia and Tennessee as well, and also thanks to LHC Group, that's Louisiana Healthcare. As you and a lot of our listeners now know, I work with Home Care Solutions, Home Health as a medical director, as well as Heartlight Hospice, which is out of Dalton. And you know, both companies serve Northwest Georgia diligently and all of the residents, and it's a pleasure to work with them. And like I said before, a ministry and hospice, and I want to have them back on the show. And also Home Health back on our show to help educate all of the residents in this area of what home health and hospice can do. I mean, all the companies in town do a great job, but I do like to, you know, give a shout out to the ones that I know, all of my friends and colleagues there. And, you know, speaking of that, I want to share a message from Memorial. They wanted you to know that if you're suffering from neck or low back pain, that CHI Memorial now offers motion preservation surgery on the spine. That's an alternative to disc fusion, alleviating back pain and stiffness while preserving natural movement. By preserving natural movement, the spine is protected, and the need for surgery is greatly reduced in the future, and in most cases, completely eliminated. If you'd like to learn more, just visit memorial.org today. Ed, what's going on in your world?
Well, yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. I opened in 1979, and I've just celebrated, of course, 40 years in business, beginning, you know, in 1979, actually at a mall. I don't know if you remember this. You're so young.
Thank you.
At Four Squares on Mountain Creek Road. It was a good idea for a mall, but it was a bad business overall. It was just in the wrong location, and it was struggled forever until it became an office complex. But the whole focus of Nutrition World has continued to evolve into a deep respect for the natural, intuitive healing properties of the human body. And with that said, we always are trying to help educate on the premise that if we give the body what it needs and help remove what's damaging it, magic can occur as far as healing. And I think many of us, including many institutions, have lost the respect for the power that we are born with, and sometimes try to go around that with or not maybe always go around it, but not allow it to fully function before doing something else. And, you know, accessing the principles of nature is where I'm very grounded. So saying all of that and rambling on, we have so much to learn still, but we are trying every week to teach with classes. We had a wonderful interview this past week on a new podcast that I have called The Holistic Navigator, And on this is a national podcast, and it's now rated, believe it or not, in 9 weeks, the Holistic Navigator is number 49 in iTunes and under the heading of health and nutrition.
Congratulations.
And thank you very much, because it's tough to get these ratings. And the way that I would really appreciate it, if anyone out there can do it for Nutrition World and myself, is go to Holistic Navigator, the Holistic Navigator, and just rate and review. That is what boosts us in the ratings. Now, I've done about 9 podcasts, one on sleep, gut health, hemp and its benefits, or CBD, and several others. So please, you know, log on, listen in your car, listen when you can, if you have an interest. I am a little bit unwired, or actually wired, I guess, on the show. So I'm about 45 minutes of just continually talking and trying to express the values and knowledge that I have. So, and I do want to mention, Dr. Green, about a place that I ate this past week, and wondered if you had ever eaten at Kumo on Lee Highway.
Kumo? No, I don't think I have.
Well, it's a Japanese place, and I ate there years ago when they first opened, and it was one of those deals where I thought it was really good, and then I thought it went downhill, and I didn't eat there for 2 years. Well, my daughter Katie last week said that she had not eaten there for a year or two, and went back and said it was absolutely fabulous. And so she drugged me kind of in there, because once I have a couple meals that are questionable, you know, I tend to get burned and I don't want to go back. Let me just tell you, totally exceptional. And the part of what I rate as exceptional is my choices of food that help me to adhere to what I believe in for myself and many others, which is a leaning toward a keto lifestyle. And of course, we teach classes on ketosis. You've been on a keto diet. You've lost, well, you did lose a lot of body fat. You look super fit. But it's more than just that. It's anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, helps my brain to function better. And I swear it does help me to sleep better at night. But saying all that.
No, that's all true. And I feel better when I'm doing that as well.
Good. And so I go into Kumo, and they have just a great hibachi meal that has so many good vegetables. Have all my broccoli, the onions, the celery. They don't have the things that some people call vegetables, which I do not, which are called corn and potatoes.
Mac and cheese.
Oh, that's not a vegetable? Crap.
It is in the South.
And then on the meat, you have a choice of chicken or steak. I did get filet this week, and it was still, I believe it was still only about $10. So it was quite reasonable to get my vegetables and my meat. And then I would drink the green tea that's hot. And,
well, you know, I've been actually getting back onto that keto lifestyle through January now that it's early February. I'm committed once again. And so I'm back on that keto. Will I be perfect? No. But like you said, I do feel better when I'm doing that. I just don't want to lose quite as much weight as I did last time I did that.
How much did you lose, and how much did you keep off?
I had lost 35 within 6 weeks. It was just falling off, but I was also running a lot at the same time. Gained back at least between five and ten. So, you know, not much, but, you know, I was getting so many comments from the patients that were worried that I was losing weight, which is, frankly, you know, very nice of them to have that concern. But as soon as I told them, no, I'm fine, it's just the keto diet, that's been the best advertisement for keto diet that I've ever seen, because the patients watched it happen to me.
Boy, isn't that the truth? Because they can't see your blood work, but they sure can see the biceps that are bulging.
Huh.
And, yeah, I did post on the Holistic Navigator a crazy thing I did in Gold's Gym the last week, which was the I love chin-ups. So I had someone film me doing, I think I did 10 chin-ups, but on every rep at the top, I would clap. And
oh, yeah.
Pretty tough. Have you done those, for the clapping chin-ups?
Like a plyo pull-up.
Yeah, and you're not touching the floor, and you know the timing is critical, or you're going to fall on the floor. But I tell you one thing, it certainly builds those calluses.
Yes, and the calluses aren't nice. I assume you wear gloves, by the way.
No, I never do, never will. I like calluses, so they're not pretty, but for some reason I like my calluses.
Are you doing the weighted pull-ups yet?
I'm going to get back into that. I want to really try to see what I can do. I need to go over and buy one of those chains that I can hang. Guess what? It's already time for us to take a break. But when we come back, we're going to be talking to Jody about something that I'm really involved in called, and through the years, I've done a lot of this with different machines, and this is called a pulsed electromagnetic field machine. Again, I'm always looking to find avenues for optimal health and healing. So we've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have an amazing interview with a friend of mine I've known for, I guess, about 2 years plus, named Jody, maybe 3 years, I'm not sure. And Before I introduce her, I will want to say on a personal level, you know, people who listen to me know that I'm was kind of born into this world to be, I guess, an explorer and someone who is always putting myself out as the guinea pig. Well, many, many decades ago, probably three, I started being intrigued by people who wrote about electrical energy. And like Bob Beck has written several books. He was revered as like maybe one of the leaders in this whole conversation. And what I mean by electrical energy is our bodies are electrical beings. They are not pieces of equipment that connect together. They really run on electricity. And these currents produce vast amounts of changes in our body. When we have the right currency going through us, it's like a computer that's brand new from the store. And as we age, these things tend to get, you know, less effective. Well, we have and I've spent a lot of money, and I've actually wasted a lot of money over my 40-year career on a personal level. But I think I've found a type of pulsed electromagnetic field machine that I'm totally confident in. And Jody's going to talk about that. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Jody.
Well, thank you so much. Thank you for having me here, Ed. Appreciate it.
I have always looked to you for so much good, solid information on this type of conversation. But why don't you, if you will, just give the listeners some good basic information about what we're speaking about and maybe your own personal journey into this area.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, I started on this journey similar to you 3 decades ago, and I am a health and wellness coach in St. Pete, Florida. So I work with physicians helping patients connect the dots to better lifestyle. I started with Beamer 3 years ago. I heard about this electromagnetic type of a therapy or adjunct therapy, and I was really intrigued with it. And so like you, I investigated it. And I really found that this was a significant piece of wellness equipment to have in your home. For me personally, I have experienced countless numbers of things that have happened. So like you said, we're electrical before we're chemical. That electrical part of our system starts and is actually what starts our heartbeat to start when we're in the womb. So it's very significant that we keep ourselves in good health. And that's what this does. So the Beamer is a simple mat that you lay on. There's nothing hooked up to you. And that was one thing that I really loved about it right from the get-go, that, you know, I didn't have to do anything special. I just am going to take 8 minutes for myself every day. I'm going to lay on that thing. I am just going to relax and breathe and enjoy the benefits of it. And there's a machine that's connected to the mat. And if you come into Nutrition World and see this, you'll see what we're talking about. And you lay on that. And when that happens, there's a signal that's produced from the machine. It goes into your body. It connects with the our electricity in our bodies. And it revives and revitalizes every single one of those 100 trillion cells in our body. And that's really significant as we get older, because as we're aging, that circulation in our body is slowing down. So what this is doing is increasing your circulation, which means also more oxygen to the cells, which is vital for our vitality. And it does this all in an amazing 8 minutes. So for me to be able to take 8 minutes out of my day is real, real simple. And it's been a significant thing for me. I had a meniscus knee surgery that I was going to have to be having. And I used this equipment, and within 30 days, that whole tissue was repaired. So this is repairing cell tissue at a lightning speed. And everybody is different. This is my own story. Everyone's body takes a different amount of time to repair, but this is a significant piece of adjunct therapy to use in your wellness regime. Another thing I really want to point out is that your body is exposed to so many toxins during the day and through our lives that are just accumulative. And this actually will detox because of the energy that's produced. And it's very important to note that cells respond to low energy. They don't respond to high energy. There's a lot of other pieces of equipment out there that you probably have even tried yourself at. Cells don't respond to high energy. We just constantly are looking for something more, something better. But this piece of equipment actually keeps those cells down to a low energy so that they will respond and start repairing on their own at a very slow pace and slow and steady. So, and like with my knee, that's exactly what I did. I kept it low. I just stayed consistent with the equipment every day. And you know, people are just getting phenomenal results, getting more energy, getting out of pain. And, of course, everybody's different, different timetables, different DNA. But that's what I did. So 3 years ago, I got involved in this with a physician in St. Pete. So it's physician approved. And we've just been going ever since. I rent my equipment. I believe that you should really try it for yourself. And that's what you're doing too, Ed, at Nutrition World, is starting a rental program, which I think will be very significant, because now people coming in, looking at the equipment, getting a demo, getting a session, they're actually able to put it in their home in a place of convenience. They get up every morning and they start a routine on it, and they get to enjoy that routine on Beamer every single day with them, not only themselves, but their entire family, perhaps friends and neighbors that are nearby that would also enjoy trying it out for the 2 weeks. And that is really significant, because now you can see the accumulative benefits over that period of time, which we're finding out 2 weeks is a really good period of time to find some good differences in energy level, sleep. Three-quarters of America doesn't sleep well, and anything else that might pop up in that two-week period of time, whether that be headaches or fatigue or stress or anything like that.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful explanation, and I kind of use the analogy of a flashlight. I mean, how we can all visualize very quickly what it's like to, you know, have the batteries almost dead when we need mm-hmm. the light and it's dark out. And this basically the same sometimes with aging, or many times. And, you know, a wellness machine like this is such an asset as we get older. And, you know, we all can fully realize the benefit of exercise and how everything that you do that makes blood flow more efficiently is incredibly connected to your wellness journey and to your healing and to your energy. And, you know, I want to do everything, so I'm not going to use this in place of exercise. But the fact that we logically know what walking and exercise can do, well, why not just keep adding to this? And the thing is, you know, when you expose your body to these magnetic fields that are of the right frequency, and that's the key, because there's a lot
that
of different,
the key.
Yes, a lot of
yep.
machines out there, and there's a lot of, there's not much science in regard to how they're being produced. formulated as far as the type of frequencies. And I've been so impressed with Beamer because they have the research behind them. And I've never seen a machine that had quite the credibility that this does, because it is a quacky type of industry, to be honest with people. And you have to be very leery or you're going to throw away a lot of money for no good benefit. And I know personally, I absolutely know for a fact that my workouts in the gym are better. My body fat has gone down. In fact, I went to a called Beamer University, where I became trained in the use of this about a year ago, and there was about maybe 300 of us, and we all eventually, over the period of 2 days of training, stood up and gave a personal story. And you know, I heard so many life-changing experiences from these people, and they had nothing to gain by lying about it. They were just being totally honest. But mine, you know, one of mine was, I've dropped my body fat significantly. Why and how, I'm not really sure, but you know, I know that it works.
Well, I do know one thing, and if you do your research, and I always encourage people to get to the right resources to really investigate this. And when we do the rental program, we do educate you really, really well on the science behind it. And our whole entire medical team that's available at your disposal for any questions you might have, which I think is really significant. But what I was told by Dr. Burka, who's head of our medical team, is that when you're on Beamer for 8 minutes, it's equal to walking 15 miles for yourself.
Wow.
So when you talk about body fat, I want to reiterate that that's for yourself. That's not, you know, burning calories or anything like that. Mm-hmm. This is for your cell health. And so if you're metabolizing faster, you're detoxing better, then it would make sense that you would, you know, lose some of that body fat. But, you know, it's like we preach all along, is that it's not, Beamer's not the be-all end-all, that we need to support our bodies with really healthy living, clean food, clean water. Sleep is a huge thing, which this is another significant addition. Beamer has a patented sleep cycle that you can actually take this mat, put it under your mattress pad, and it has a whole sleep system that brings you into REM sleep, which a lot of people don't get. So if you're sleeping better, eating well, and supporting your body with all these other things, Beamer's just magnified in a way that goes, you know, off the charts for your body. So I'm not surprised that you lose that body fat.
Well, I think you just, you know, helped me in the gym. I would not ever tell anyone, oh, I think you're going to lose body fat just by doing it. I think it optimized what I was doing in the gym. Yeah. Dr. Green, would you be a guinea pig and be willing to a couple times come over and I'll let you be on this?
No, absolutely. And I was just thinking, as the skeptic here, you just think back to my physics classes and whatnot. I can't think of any way you can be injured by this, so that's a good thing. So, one, it sounds safe. I can't think of any drawback, really. A little bit skeptical. I've got to say, I've looked at some of the evidence. I've been Googling while we're talking, and there is some evidence of improved circulation. So, you know, that sounds interesting. What I'm curious about, I saw a lot of different products on your website, and I'm just curious if someone, you know, there are different sizes, like the mats, and they have smaller units. And if someone was wanting to try this out, what is the least expensive way to do it, besides going to Ed and mooching off of him?
Yeah, I feel like, well, what I did when I first started was I would always offer people, we have a classic model. It goes for, if you get it on a zero interest credit card for about 21 months, it will cost about $175 a month. Which, if you think about what you spend $175 on, that's pretty reasonable. If you do our high pro model, that is about $275 a month, and that again is on a zero interest credit card, as opposed to buying it outright. But we just really stress that you use it for the 2 weeks and see what benefits you get and figure out how to fit that into your budget. It's very significant. We have people that are no longer needing to go to the chiropractor as much. Their immune system is built up, so they're not picking up the colds and the germs as much. So that's worth its weight in gold. And I was a skeptic too, but I was an open skeptic, and I wasn't going to get involved in anything. As a matter of fact, I've never got involved in anything in the 34 years I've been in business until now. And I did my due diligence. I took 3 months to really take a look at it. We had physicians put their patients on it. And in the 20 years that Beamer's been around, they've never once had one single complaint or report or any kind of incident on anyone being hurt by it or injured or anything like that. So it's extremely safe. As a matter of fact, it's in over 4,000 hospitals in Germany alone in their neonatal units. So they use it for the babies. It has less of a frequency than your cell phone. Your cell phone has 600 to 1200 megahertz in it. This has less than 35. So.
Wow, Jody, you have definitely filled us with plenty of excitement and information. And thank you for joining us, because it's already time for us take a break. Yes, and
okay.
When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health. I've got an interesting interview with a lady that's a registered dietitian, Courtney. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And you know, we always speak about so many aspects of health, but the real ultimate first goal is food. And I say this constantly, the knife and fork is probably the most powerful healing mechanism that we can ever embrace in our life. Yet, so many people over my 40-year career has made the comment, I can't afford to eat healthy. Well, I've always kind of felt that if we were informed consumers with the choices we have, that I believe that we really could do that. And I have to be honest, I'm not a shopper. I eat out way too much. I'm far too busy. So I'm not the norm. But if about 2 months ago, I came across some information that the Dollar General store has become one of the more popular stores for people to go purchase their food. And when I go into the Dollar General store type of businesses and I look at what's offered, it is very unnerving to me, because the quality of 90% of those foods are extremely processed, canned, low nutritive value, filled with not only lack of nutrition, but harmful ingredients. So at Nutrition World, I just went on a tangent and got mad about it. And I said, I'm going to try my best to show people how they can actually shop for about the price of a Dollar General store. Well, a registered dietitian named Courtney McMahon works at Nutrition World, and she lives the life. She isn't just trained in health and nutrition. She does it every day, 7 days a week. I've known her for years, and so she's with us today. Welcome, Courtney.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And what I want to say is I kind of sat down with Courtney a couple of months ago, and I had her do something for Nutrition World, which is I want you to shop and put together an entire meal plan for a week. And I want to see how inexpensive can you get this, but with the caveat that it has to be healthy foods. This is not shopping for price only. It's shopping for quality first, price second. So Courtney, tell us about what all of your investigations did, and when you calculate the numbers, what and how can this work for people to eat very inexpensively?
Yeah, so when I started looking into this, I immediately knew I was going to do most of my shopping for this research at Aldi, just because I do a lot of my personal shopping there, and they offer just a wide variety of healthy foods. I mean, even some, a good amount actually, of organic options for really just inexpensive prices. So they actually have an Instacart online where you can go, and this is looking at their Chattanooga store, and you can select all of your items and see what the total is going to be, and I believe they'll actually gather it up for you and have it ready when you go in to pick it up. But I made, for one person, 7 breakfasts, 7 lunches, 7 dinners, and 2 snacks each day, so 14 snacks for the week. And it came to right at $40 for the week. And yeah, so that comes to like $1.50-ish, $1.53 per meal and about 58 cents per snack. So, I mean, you'd be hard-pressed to find a meal that cheap at, you know, McDonald's or Burger King. People think that it's, you know, very expensive to eat healthy, but really if you're just doing simple, whole food, basic ingredients, it takes a little planning ahead and a little preparation on your part, but you can eat just as cheap or even cheaper than if you were shopping at the dollar store or going through the fast food line.
Wow, you know, I believe that most people who listen to you say that are actually totally unaware that this is possible. And I'm, you know, and but the key word you said is, you know, being prepared and planning, because you're not going to at 11 or say at 4:30 in the afternoon and you're getting ready to go home from work, you're not going to just on a whim be able to feed your family at inexpensive prices if you don't have any time and you don't have the things in your house. So, you know, I plan. I'm a very big planner about big segments of my life, like exercise. I know exactly when I'll be in the gym. I know when all these things tentatively have to occur, because if you leave it up to chance, they're not going to happen. We talk about exercise doing that. I mean, even Dr. Green would say, you know, scheduling appointments and making sure your blood works right. I mean, it doesn't just happen by sitting somewhere. And so, you know, I am just blown away because I really did not believe this could happen. I mean, I'm terrible about I'm fabulous about choosing healthy foods, and I'm terrible about what I spend on them because I really rate the health first and the cost second. I'm lucky that I have the ability to do that, and many don't. So, you know, I am this information, Courtney, let me ask you, and I think I know the answer to this. How can they learn exactly how you did this and what you chose? It is on nutritionw.com, isn't it?
Yeah. I actually wrote an article about it, and it's on our latest blog post. It's titled Fuel Your Body Without Emptying Your Wallet, and it has the entire shopping list of what I put in, the exact prices, and then it tells you the meals that can be prepared with those items.
Hey, let me throw something in. I was just thinking, and I'm impressed, Courtney, at the cost of all that. You do much better than I do. So I have some work to do to shop a little more cost effectively. What I'd be curious to see, maybe we can do this for a future segment. You shopped at Aldi.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would be interested to know, as you know, I go to Publix predominantly, you know, but Whole Foods sometimes. I'd be interested to know if we did the same kind of thing, maybe not the same foods, but you know, healthy choices, the 7 days, and you just use Publix or just use Whole Foods, I'd be curious what the price differences would be in some of these stores. I know it wouldn't be the same product, so it's apples and oranges maybe, but I would have curiosity in that just because there are people that are only going to the ones closest to them.
Right. Yeah, I mean, personally, I go to a couple different places, so I'll go to Aldi to get some of the items I know I can get there for the cheapest, and then I'll go get some specialty items at Whole Foods, and then, of course, at Nutrition World, we carry some food items as well. Actually, the Kerrygold butter that I use the price from Aldi, we actually carry it a little bit cheaper at Nutrition World, and, you know, if you want to add some local fermented foods into your diet, I mean, you can do that for, like, $7 extra a week. So we carry like local sauerkraut and things like that. So, you know, just adding a tiny bit extra onto your weekly grocery bill, you can improve your gut health and your immune health and all that. But, you know, you might have to go to a few different places to get the price you want. But I really think it's worth the time investment to that trip.
Absolutely. I was just curious about the price differences in some of the stores for similar purposes. It was my thought. And I think it would help some of the patients as well, patients/listeners, customers.
Absolutely. Like your patient, and they were saying, well, I can't afford to eat healthy. You can just say go to nutritionw.com and read what Courtney has put up on the site.
Exactly.
And you can learn if you're able to do this at home. I have to be, I have to admit guilt this morning because, and I'm not feeling bad about it because my life is different than most. I work way, you know, tons of hours. I work 6 days a week. I don't have time to fix my own foods. I am very ultra particular, as anyone would know, and not a perfectionist, but I really believe I choose the best quality foods. Well, this morning, you know, I've always been frustrated with Starbucks because they don't have freaking organic coffee. Do you know that the coffee beans in most countries, it's a lot of pesticides, a lot of chemicals. Now, many are washed out during the roasting of the beans. So I go to Gun Barrel on Starbucks on Gun Barrel this morning. It's the only Starbucks that has organic coffee. You know how much my cup cost me? $4.39 for my cup of organic coffee. That's what it cost all day long for you to fix three meals and two snacks, wasn't it?
Right, yeah.
For my cup of coffee this morning, so.
I do get upset with the prices of coffee. I will agree with you on that. I don't go to Starbucks very much for that reason.
Yeah, when you're super busy life, you just have to sometimes do what you have to do. And I will say this as a personal note, you know, of course I'm totally connected to the power of food, but I'm also absolutely convinced that the power of food with nutritional supplements and exercise is the trio that can create optimal health. And I kind of mentally plugged in, if a person can add $2 more a day on top of your $4 and something, Courtney, you can not only eat extremely healthy, you can supplement the main things that you need. On NutritionW.com, I have written articles called Core 4. Yeah, I think there's four supplements that you have to have to age gracefully, have less inflammation, and do what we want. And it's simple, you know, with the omega-3, the green drink, the probiotics. Well, you can do this in Nutrition World for about $2 a day. So you're looking at $6-plus dollars a day. I just spent $4 on my coffee. So, and also, Courtney, we're going to run out of time fairly quickly, and I want to make sure we cover this. For people who need a partner on this, who need a teacher, who need someone who can, at least for 1 hour, can educate them how to use food as a healing property, they can book an appointment with you on NutritionW.com, can't they? And what would that entail if they do that?
Yeah, so in addition to, you know, the specialized diet help I do with clients, if you just need someone to sit down with you to look at your budget, to not only tell you, you know, what to eat, but how you can eat it on your budget, I am more than happy to sit down with you and go through those things with you, because I just like to really individualize my meetings with clients to what your needs are. And for a lot of people, it's just realizing how you can eat the foods that are good for you with the money that you make and the money that you have to put into your food every week. So I'm more than happy to do that.
And I can say from my 40 years experience in a professional and personal level, people out there are saying, well, I just don't know if I can really get by without my chips and my fries and my Sprites. I can tell you, with looking you in the eyeballs, I promise that these cravings will be reduced by 90% once the body gets in tune with receiving the kind of nutrition, the ability to not vastly escalate insulins, which come from bad foods. When you balance your blood chemistry, cravings are almost non-existent. Now, last night I did eat a really healthy supper at Acropolis, and I had this terrible craving for carbohydrates an hour after leaving. So what did I do? I went home and I drank some MCT oil that we sell at Nutrition World. That is totally keeps me in ketosis, and Dr. Green and I talk about it constantly, about leaning toward a keto lifestyle. That's my personal choice. So once in a while, even with me, I can have those cravings, but 90% of it's gone.
And I can second that. The cravings are less when you're following that.
I love that you said that, because...
And also hypoglycemic events are less.
Yes, I don't have those drops in energy that are super significant like it used to be, where I'd have to grab something to drink or eat to get back up, because we've now kind of adapted our body to do better without that. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for joining us. And again, NutritionW.com you can go to if you want to learn more about how to eat in this inexpensive manner, or to book an appointment with Courtney. So it's time for us to take a break. And when we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that is all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and in this fourth segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed, for that introduction. And as always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you do want to learn more about Silverdale, just visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com. That's silverdalebc.com. And you can also download their free app. Let's start with 1 John chapter 4, verse 18. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. And then Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Because you are his sons, God sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, the Spirit who calls out, Abba, Father. The Bible discusses fear numerous times. God knows that as humans, part of the human condition is a struggle with this difficult emotion. For many of us, this is a daily struggle, but for some of us, dealing with fear is a nightmare. But please don't give up hope. God has provided hope for us all in the person of Jesus Christ. Hope is found in Jesus alone. He is our Savior. He is our help. He is our place of rest. He is our shield from the tumult of this world. He is the one who delivers us. The verses today told us that perfect love drives out fear. There's a song called No Longer Slaves by Bethel Music, and the lyrics say that I am no longer a slave to fear. I am a child of God. That is your identity in Jesus, a child of God. Meditate on that truth. Let that sink in. What an amazing fact. The same song goes on to say, my fears were drowned in perfect love. We need to be reminded that we can live lives of purpose, fiercely, free of the control of fear. God loves us perfectly, passionately, unashamedly, unconditionally, and his perfect love casts out fear. Pastor and author Derwin Gray once said, remember, fear is not from God. Power is. Now let's close with Psalm chapter 73, verse 26, which says, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. He is our strength. Freedom from fear is found only in him. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you so much, my friend, and I know people are uplifted by that. I, of course, am constantly reading, and there's a physician that I enjoy his emails named Dr. Geo, spelled G-E-O, and he focuses on prostate health. But it was an interesting article he had yesterday on speaking about Tom Brady, the football player. And he said that, you know, Tom Brady is like one in a million as far as football, because he's 41 years old. He still is at the almost peak of his game, or peak. And most football players only have a football lifespan of 3.5 years. And so this guy is doing things that's unheard of. So the question is, how is he doing it? Is it luck? Is it genetics? Or is it partial, or a big part of it is what he is embracing in his own life? Well, I didn't see this until this article, but Tom Brady has on his documentary called Tom Versus Time, he explains what he does with health, diet, and training. One thing he does is he eliminates the nightshade foods. The nightshade foods can create, in some people, inflammatory issues, which is pain. Those are foods like tomatoes and peppers and eggplant. He's obviously very in tune with the effects of food on his physical body. And I speak of this constantly, is we need to embrace a diet and supplements that create less inflammation, because inflammation is what creates most diseases.
Let me throw in a question there, Ed, about that. You said peppers, correct?
Tomatoes, peppers, and eggplant.
So all peppers? Does that include pepper as a spice? Does it include like jalapenos, or are you thinking bell peppers, red peppers?
My knowledge, you can still use pepper as a spice, but all the peppers will be a nightshade plant.
They can also boost metabolism, though.
They can, but as all things, you weigh the risk against benefit, or the pain involved or the benefit. And so I do that with every food I eat. And part of this, there's not an exact science. This isn't like you're taking your car to the shop and they're going to find the one absolute fix it. We all are born with such a very genetics, and we have to play into the pluses and minuses of how the genes are operating. In fact, saying that, and I spoke of this perhaps a long time ago on this show, I did a stool test by a company called Viome, V-I-O-M-E. And what that test shows is what foods are my friends and which ones are my enemies. And I was extremely informed by this test. It cost me about $400, but it told me that, green beans were my enemy. Huh, I love green beans. It told me that peanuts were my friends. Well, I thought peanuts were my enemy, but they're not, because I have switched my foods based on the Viome profile. And I have to say, my gut is better than it has been in 61 years of living. I did add intermittent fasting. So I am, eating in a window of about 11 hours and not eating the rest of the 24 hour. Are you intermittent fasting at all, Dr. Green?
I hate to admit it, but rarely. Rarely, but I'm highly motivated to get into that habit, but no, that's not part of my lifestyle yet.
Well, when I first, I had a great fear of it, because I actually have a obsession with fearing being too skinny, because when I was very young, I weighed 119 pounds at 13 years old and was 5'11". That's pretty dang thin, pencil thin, actually. My bicep was 10 and a quarter inches. Most people, even female, have bigger biceps than I did at 10 inches. Well, I ended up gaining 80 pounds over the next 4 years with no steroids, eating about 8,000 calories a day, living in the gym, and focusing totally on working out and eating, and then school, of course, was third on my list. But I did at least pass and get a degree eventually. But what was your weight like when you were 10, 12, 14, were you skinny or?
Oh, gosh. No, I remember at, early on, let's say middle school, really chubby. It wasn't until I started gaining height that I got very thin. So I went from chubby to thin by the end of high school. So, it was very hard for me to gain weight until, gosh, I'd say after medical school. I mean, it was really difficult. I remember those days with fondness, though. I was trying to gain weight and couldn't, and oh my goodness, how I would like that ease of remaining thin now. Now, at our age, we have to work at not gaining weight. So that's what I work at, and that's why I run and lift. I mean, I enjoy that and eat right, because if I look cross-eyed at some Krispy Kreme donuts, I will gain a few pounds.
Well, I do have to say I've been blessed. Part of it is my habits and my strictness, but I do have the genetics that I'm still in the category of I couldn't gain weight if I tried to, I don't think, even with bad foods. And part of that is because I've been very structured and try to do the wise choosing up on the past, starting at about 14 years old, really. Now, I didn't know what I knew then, so I was choosing things I thought was healthy when, in fact, they weren't, like a lot of milk. I did drink a lot of milk, and I just now almost drink none because I truly don't think it's a healthy food.
Well, medically, it may not have been a blessing at your young age, but now that's a blessing if you have difficulty, gaining weight. That's good from a medical standpoint, keep you healthier.
Absolutely, and, my cholesterol never broke through one. I think I broke 120 on total cholesterol about 21 years old. I obviously have genetics for that too. I do want to say that we have some cooking classes coming up at Nutrition World. Our registered dietitian and a couple other people, we have a prenatal wellness workshop. We have cooking for your heart, cooking for your blood sugar management, and brunch and learn how to sneak veggies into your favorite recipes. That's all on nutritionw.com under events.
Well, let me ask you this. If offhand, I think last week or so there was another keto class. I'm curious if you're going to plan doing further keto classes. There is so much interest in the community.
Absolutely, and we have right now the one I did 2 weeks ago or 4 weeks ago in front of 85 people is now on Nutrition W. You type in keto and you can watch it. It's not the best quality recording, but you can get your full information. Guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.